gaggle of geese. More fun than a room full of wombats. Able to reach huge audiences with a single broadcast.
Listen, coming from that speaker, it's talk radio.
It's an audio extravaganza.
It's the Outdoor Journal.
Yes, it's the Outdoor Journal radio show. Champion of equal rights for people who like to fish, hunt, camp, and otherwise play outside. Valiant, courageous fighter who fights a never-ending battle for truth, justice, and the Canadian outdoors. And now, another exciting episode in the adventures of Outdoor Journal Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Another wonderful weekend. Thank you for joining me. I'm Angelo Viola. Over there is not Stephen Labadie. Apparently, he is vacationing. Michael Mooring filling in, as per usual, when Stephen's away. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning.
Are you pumped?
I'm always pumped to be.
You're like the backup goalie, eh? You know, you wait and you wait and you wait, and then you finally get.
I'm finally in. Put me in.
All right. Well, you're in. You're good to go. Derek Randale and Andrew Holland on the board today. So we don't have the A team. We have we've got some call ups today.
The solid B team.
B team. Well, yeah. We still have a couple of us here, but you know. wonderful program. A lot of great stuff. First of all, I got to talk about this Garmin unit that's caused all this excitement on the internet. Holy mackerel. Gave away a Garmin 8400 chart plotter. It's a $5,000 Garmin unit. The highest, you can't get any more technology than this.
This is not an insignificant prize.
It was unreal. Anyway, it's a great big unit. It's, I think, a 12-inch screen. It's massive. It does all of the latest in terms of technology that Garmin offers, live scan and panoptics and all that stuff. Anyways, congratulations to Andrea Colwell from Chilliwack, B.C., How cool is that?
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah. Some people think that we may be biased and we want people from our local vicinity here in the metro and GTA area to win all the time. And nothing could be further from the truth. I love it when, I think in the Mercury contest we ran for 9 months, we had, if I'm not mistaken, we had an outboard motor that was won in BC.
I think
as well.
So.
And then one in Winnipeg.
Yep,
for sure, in Manitoba. Sure. And the rest were here in Ontario. Yeah. But this is great. It's an 8412 XSV, which is, like I said, a 12-inch monitor. It's like a TV screen on your boat. It's massive. But more importantly, it's what it does that just blows your mind. I've been using one of these. That very same model is in FNC1, and I've been using it for better part of 2 years now. And I'm probably using maybe 10% of it. I still have not quite cracked it all, but it is fantastic. And hopefully Andrea Colwell from Chilliwack will enjoy her unit. As that contest comes to an end, we start a new one on fishingcanada.com. And, yes, our good friends Mercury Marine is back again.
We're back.
Yes, sir. They're going to give away the newest small engine that they put out. It's a 4-stroke, 2.5 self-contained ultralight outboard motor. So this is the type that you can actually take into the backwoods. It's 18 kilos, empty, obviously. But you can actually take this one back into those little portage lakes. It's a 2.5 Mercury engine. And it's got all the latest features and benefits of being a 4-stroke as opposed to a 2-stroke engine. And we are giving that away starting today on fishingcanada.com. Hopefully it's up and running already. I'm not sure when the boys were going to throw the switch, but it is today.
I think it's this afternoon.
This afternoon?
I think that's what I was told.
Okay, but go there anyway.
Just start going there now.
Yeah, exactly.
And,
thank you.
Be at the front of the line.
That's right. Here it is. It begins at 3 p.m.
That's
there
right.
You
there
you go. All right. Why didn't I see that, Michael?
I don't know.
Anyway, it's a beautiful prize. Get on there and get on there often. Every 24 hours, put a ballot in, and you too can be one of the lucky winners of the FishingCanada.com Mercury Marine contest. We're going to be adding more prizes as the months roll by. It will, at some point, there will be overlapping prizes, I'm told. There will be 3, 4, 5, 6 contests going on all at once at FishingCanada.com.
Exciting times.
Yes, and all of them will be available every 24 hours. So meaning you could put a new ballot in every 24 hours, increase your chances of winning. The more ballots in the box, the better your chance, et cetera. Now, and you know what? And I applaud all of you who have been entering. Believe me, there have been thousands of people right across this nation who have been enjoying that contest for some time. Because it's not just about the winning, although let's be honest about it. We all do it because we want to win.
Of course.
But there's so much more when you go to fishingcanada.com and enter the contest that you don't even think of. Next thing you know, you're finding out on how to bait a weedless rig for largemouth bass, or where's the best place to take my dad on a once-in-a-lifetime fishing trip, or I didn't know that, you know, Lyme disease could only be caught. You know what I mean? Like, all these interesting things all happen because you go there to enter the contest, and you find yourself totally immersed in this wonderful world of information and entertainment and stuff, and just have a good time. We get emails every day from people who say, hey, listen, thanks a lot for the contest, because without it, I would have never gone to the site, and I wouldn't have found out this, that, or whatnot. Now, I only say that because, you know, those are all the positive things that come from being involved in this, but, you know, every once in a while, you do have some sadder moments with fishingcanada.com and the contesting, et cetera. And sometimes, you know, expectations are really difficult to manage for some people. So, and I don't know, I certainly did it as a kid. I remember I used to convince myself that things were going to happen only because I wanted them to happen so badly.
Right.
You ever done that, Mike?
Of course. Yeah.
You want them so bad that you actually envision. And, you know, that's good because professional athletes will tell you that that's what gets them by. That's what makes them great hockey players or basketball players or whatever. They envision that victory.
You visualize the win.
You visualize that win. Okay. So it's a long-winded way of saying we have a very unhappy fishingcanada.com member.
Oh, do we ever.
Yeah. So I won't mention his name. God bless him. But he started writing in the first day that the Garmin unit was put on the website as a giveaway. And I will endeavor to read some of his comments. So after about a week of the Garmin contest opening, he writes in and says, I enter every day to try winning so I can have the best chart plotter on the market. And I'll keep entering every day till the draw date, although I may not win anyway. So that was
tempered his expectations.
Yeah, after a week, he was already putting the brakes on, saying, you know what?
Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Exactly. Okay, so then a few days later, he says, yes, every day I click and go to work. That's it. Just drop a little note, just let us know that he was still there, you know, which is nice.
We appreciate that. Yeah, of course.
A few days later, hey, I enter the draw every morning and haven't missed one day since December 18th. Nice. You know, just let you know he's still out there. Sometimes you think people want to know that stuff. Then he says, I enter every day and hope I win. I could really use a quality chart plotter like this Garmin unit, but probably won't win because I'm from blank Ontario. I won't mention the city.
Uh-huh.
So he's negative about the city he lives in at that point, I'm thinking, right?
Well, he must think that we have some sort of prejudice.
I never thought about us, but okay, maybe.
Location or
okay,
or maybe it's just a notoriously unlucky region.
Oh, that could be it.
Maybe?
See, I don't know. It could be.
Hmm.
But he says, I probably won't win because I'm from blank Ontario.
Location issue to overcome.
So I'm sensing at that point he's starting to make excuses so that in the eventuality that he doesn't win, it won't be as much of a letdown.
He's kind of put the safety net out.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, so moving on, he says, hey, would really help my fishing in Lake St. Francis. Oh, did I mention the lake? That would kind of give away the area. But anyways, he says, would really help my fishing in Lake St. Francis this year if I could win that Garmin unit. He's back. He's feeling good about himself.
This is a roller coaster.
Hey, folks, I can't make this stuff up, okay? And I would never dare even attempt to make this stuff up. Then a few days later, he says, hey, I entered the draw every morning. I now have 58 entries. He's counting them. Okay. Then
I'm nervous about where this is headed.
Then he says, good morning. This is blank blank. And if I happen to win the Garmin chart plotter, so now he's back up there. He says, if I happen to win, I will use it to chart out my favorite bass, walleye, and pike spots on the St. Lawrence River. So what he's telling us, hey, listen, it's going to go to good use. Like, don't think it's not appreciated. I've got a home for it, and I've already got, you know, my plans on how I'm going to execute.
It's not going to collect dust.
No.
He's a worthwhile winner.
Then, as we get close to the end of the contest, he says, 3 days to the garment chop letter draw. Hope I'm the lucky winner. Could really use it and compete with Ange and Pete. Hey. All right.
Oh, it's too much.
Here we go, the day before now.
Uh-oh.
Good morning, gentlemen. I sure hope it's me. Okay, now he's back on top of the game. And then we have the draw. And at approximately 3:10 yesterday afternoon, Eastern Standard Time or Central Time, whatever, what time are we in?
Eastern.
Okay. Yeah. Eastern Standard Time. We made the announcement
that,
in fact, the winner of the Garmin Fishing Canada giveaway was Andrea Colwell from Chilliwack, B.C.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That's right. We made that announcement. We sent it out to the world.
Yes. Chosen at random.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
As these things are.
And immediately this gentleman wrote in. And now the whole email, by the way, before he was just writing normal texts, like normal emails. This is all capitalized and bold.
Oh, no.
Hey, I think your contests are all bull blank.
Ooh, dear.
I've never heard of anyone winning your contest unless they were winners before the contest even started, including the contest for the new Garmin 13-inch. I don't know where he got 13, but anyways. I guess you must be related or something to Fishing Canada contests. No, I must hang on. Sorry, excuse me. I guess you must be related or something. Fishing Canada contests are bull crap, and Angelo Viola and Peter Bowman should be ashamed of even endorsing these contests. Wow. And then immediately after that, he's thought, I better straighten that out. That wasn't very nice of me. Let me just explain.
Maybe it was a little hasty.
Yeah, and let me explain. He says, about an hour later, he says, your contests are bull crap.
Oh, my.
Yeah. I entered every day, and the winner was probably chosen before the contest even began. That's it.
Wow. He's laying down the law.
Yeah, he was not happy with us.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, we apologize to you, sir. Honestly, I felt bad. I did. You know that. I felt bad about that.
Well, you know, of course.
Anyways, the next guy, in case you're listening, sir, the next contest starts at 3 o'clock. Go in, enter often, and you too might have a chance. We never guarantee anybody's going to win it.
Yeah.
How the hell do you do that?
I wonder where he's getting that.
I don't know.
Why he's even speculating that.
He was bonding. Every day he'd send a little note, you know. I think that probably was his way of saying, hey, if you're looking for a home to send that thing.
Right.
I'm with you. I'm your guy.
He is acting on his own suspicion that we select the winner.
There you go. Anyways, sorry to disappoint, but everybody wins at the fishingcanada.com site because it's totally free. We have a lot of fun. You have a lot of fun. And you know what? At the end of the day, there are going to be winners, and they will enjoy the prizes. That's all I can tell you. Everything else is just, who cares? Have you seen what a giant grouper looks like, Michael?
You know what? I have.
You have?
I have seen what a giant
grouper. What does it look like?
Frightening.
No. Okay. It looks like a largemouth bass.
But frighteningly big.
Well, because this particular one I'm looking at was caught, by the way, it was caught 600 feet deep off the Florida coast, and it weighed 350 pounds.
Oh, my Lord.
And it looks just like a largemouth bass. Like a gigantic
mutant
largemouth bass. And this is a very rare fish because of its age. Apparently, they're saying that this could be the oldest. It's called a Warsaw grouper, by the way. And they say this could be the oldest known Warsaw grouper ever caught. Mm-hmm. And they're estimating it to be over 50 years of age, which I guess is old. Not that old because, 50 is middle age.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Look at me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're still a young man.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. But it was a great shot. What a tremendously large. It's a huge largemouth. You got to check it out. It's all over the internet. All right. What else we got that's going on here today? Let me see. 50 years old. Got that all covered. Oh, our guests. Let's talk about our guests. Our good friend Dave Mercer, MC for BASS, will be joining us sometime today to talk about his adventures and our young Canadian talent that's going to be fishing the classic coming up. Dr. Andrew Pipe, our cardiologist, in-house cardiologist, will be joining us to see how I'm progressing in my convalescing. Bruce Devine of the National Capital Commission. They finally got the Welland Canal, or not the Welland, the Ottawa Canal frozen and skatable. So we're going to talk about that because it was talked it might not happen this year. Andy Todd from the Ministry of Natural Resources and Forestry will join us to talk to us about a great initiative that started years ago called Ringwood, the hatchery, local hatchery. He's going to talk to us about a recent news release that the Minister of Natural Resources just announced. In fact, he was on this program last week telling us about that. Tyler Dunn from Sault Ste. Marie, a great guide up there that also fishes on the Fishing Canada show, and you are probably familiar with him from there. We're going to talk to him about ice fishing. A whole lot of ground to cover, my friends. We had better get a move on. But first, a little behind-the-scenes look at this week's nationally televised Fishing Canada show, Coast to Coast to Coast. This week's episode has my co-host Peter Bowman and our buddy Steve Nedzwicki, co-host of the Fishing Canada show. Where are they? Oh, they're on Georgian Bay looking for northern pike. A great episode called Jailbreak Rainbows? Yeah. Oh, right, because they didn't find any pike. That was it. That's what it is.
Wow.
It's called Jailbreak Rainbows, an interesting twist to a pike episode. You do not want to miss this. I guarantee you it's on right now as we speak. Of course, if you are listening to us, you might not be watching. And if you don't have it pre-recorded, you can simply go to fishingcanada.com, look up Jailbreak Rainbows, and they'll tell you when and where it's going to air. So you don't miss a single episode while you're there. Enter the Fishing Canada Mercury Marine 2.5 outboard motor sweepstakes extravaganza. More journal after this. Don't you dare go away.